In East Africa, a person suffering from malaria is likely to visit a local herbalist for treatment. Najma Durrani, a researcher at the World Agroforestry Center in Kenya, says the traditional healer may recommend a few grams of a plant known locally as knobwood.
Take a roots extract or bark extract. Either make it powder or you can take fresh in 1 liter of water. It's quite bitter and they drink it for 3-4 days. Until it cures a person.
Durrani and her colleagues at the Kenya Medical Research Institute have used modern science to identify promising malaria-fighting compounds in knobwood and 21 other trees and shrubs native to the region. Durrani has spent the last 12 years studying medicinal plants in East Africa with the potential to treat a range of diseases. She says a lot more research is needed to identify how effective they are and how they work, but she notes that they have been used by traditional healers for centuries.
This is not today's knowledge. It is very old knowledge, indigenous knowledge, which has been disappearing, because the youngsters, they don't take it.
The knowledge is not all that's disappearing. Durrani says some of these anti-malarial trees and shrubs are being cut down at an alarming pace, along with other wood in the area, largely to make charcoal. That's the cooking fuel of choice for many poor people around the world who can't afford other options. She understands the economic motivation to cut down the trees, but she says it will ultimately be these same poor people who will ultimately suffer.
They don't have access to clinics. They don't have doctors. They have to go hundreds of kilometers to reach to clinics. So it's so very important for local communities to conserve these trees. If they completely vanish these trees, they will remain with nothing.
The World Agroforestry Center is working to reduce deforestation by encouraging people to grow their own trees for timber or firewood rather than harvesting the forest. The center is also helping communities plant medicinal trees and shrubs and conserving samples of the trees in its gene banks and nurseries. Knobwood extract would not be the first plant to cure malaria. The first anti-malarial drug, quinine, came from the bark of a South American tree. The latest treatment, artemisinin, comes from a Chinese shrub. The next cure could come from East Africa, but not if the last tree is burned up as charcoal. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.